Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is?
What?
It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Happy, merry, jolly Manic Monday, everyone. Thank you all so much for being here, taking the time out of your day to escape the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping, gift wrapping, tree decorating, and all of that stuff to join us here on the Rad Reality Show Network for our flagship show, Manic Mondays, with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Our little Portuguese princess has another great show lined up for us tonight, so I'm going to make my announcements as quickly as I possibly can. We always ask for prayers when our regular Rad Reality family members are in need, so I just need to make everyone aware of a few. Mary and David Conley from Season 10 and 11 of The Amazing Race, and Mary also hosted our the season of The Amazing Race show with us here also. Their son Cody is in the hospital with pneumonia, so please say a prayer for Cody, if you will. Also want to mention Jim and Julie Greenlee. Many of you might know Jim Greenlee. He's very active in the Whispers group. He just had open heart surgery last week, and he's been on and off the ventilator. He had to be put back on it. They were very concerned about possible brain damage. Apparently, that has been cleared up, but Julie has been through so much, his wife. And so prayers go out to both Jim and Julie. We hope that he will be coming out of the hospital soon and back on a road to recovery. And also, 2 days ago, one of our regular listeners, Tammy Ulrich, I believe is how her last name is spelled, lost her father. And it's always hard to lose a father, but, you know, when it's so close to the holidays, it's doubly hard. So I just wanted to, you know, send our prayers and condolences out to Tammy as well. So now that I've got all of the sadness and that kind of stuff out of the way, I want to bring it back up a little bit and let you know that we'll be bringing our Portuguese princess up in just a moment. but it will be Paul from Minnesota and myself, Cherry Garcia, co-hosting with Michelle tonight. We're going to say a quick hi to Paul from Minnesota. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well, and always appreciate you updating people on our on people's lives and what they're going through, and I know everybody will send out their prayers. I want to make a comment. It doesn't happen too often, but sometimes people don't realize that there is a chat room, and they stay up at the top of their web page and see the little audio player going, and they don't realize that if they just scroll down a little bit page, there is our chat room. So in case you had not seen that before, that's where our chatters are located. I also just want to quickly say what a fun, fascinating time we had listening to Survivor Season 1 contestant Joel Klug last night. That was just a joy.
I so agree. It's so wonderful to go back all the way to Season 1 to talk to somebody who was on the show that long ago. He was fabulous. So without further ado, let's say hi to our host, our princess of Portuguese, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you, Michelle?
Well, hello, Cherry. Hello, Paul. Happy Manic Monday. I am so excited to be here. What's up, chat room? You guys are off the meat rack right now. Cherry, first off, I'm glad that, you know, you take the time out to point out, you know, that we're all just in this crazy world together and we need each other and support each other in the time of need. So prayers go out from the Ravi Ali Show and Manic Monday to everybody out there. So, I'm super excited about tonight. Let's talk about a few things. We're going to have Judd Nation in the house, and Miss Cherry, you got a chance to meet him, and I get the chance to hang out with him, and that's my boy, and so I can't wait to hear everything that, you know, what his thoughts were, and a lot of you guys out there actually saw a lot of Judd, so what do you guys out there think? He's awesome, right? Yeah.
If he was any clear, he'd be a sticky, ooey-gooey mess.
Yes,
that's what I think.
Cherry,
perfectly sad.
That's great.
Perfectly sad. You know, I can't wait because you know what? Judd was so awesome, and especially when it came down to seeing the toys and the kids, like the last day, like his face, like you had to see it. He was just like, "This is awesome." He's like, "This is so awesome," and to hear that, you know, because I've been involved being the vice president now. You know, from day one, I was by myself, you guys, and we collected maybe a handful of toys the first time. Well, maybe a little bit more, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been so magnified for me that it's just so overwhelming. And, like, I can't wait to hear everything that Judd has to say. I don't know about you guys, but okay, let's just get it out of the way. Paul and Cherry, yes, the Patriots lost, and I'm okay with that. And that was the first time I haven't watched them at all this season because I was actually driving my mom to Fox's Casino, which is the largest casino in the world, and I had actually made a birthday celebration for me and my mom. Everybody out there knows Mama Costa. She is the most popular woman in the world. Her birthday was November 29th. Mine was, well, will be December 29th. So I thought that would be awesome to take my mom on like a halfway in between birthday celebration for us, so December 15th and 16th. So I took her down to the casino, and I was driving, and when I got to Foxwoods, it was the third quarter, and I was playing slots because Mama Costa wants to play the slots, you know, and I could hear people screaming, and they lost, and I looked at my mom, and it was because of me.
Oh, no, Michelle.
Yeah. And my mom goes, "What are you talking about, Michelle? It's not because of you. Let's go play another slot, Michelle. You feel better. And let's get a drink." And I want sex on the beach. I was like, okay, whatever the lady wants, sex on the beach it is.
Well, Michelle,
but we had a fun time.
You have had, with the Patriots, a season of mostly winning. My Vikings, on the other hand, have had a season of mostly losing. We had our first and probably will be our only game this year. We actually blew a team out, and so I'm happy with that. But I did see where your Patriots lost, and I was
well. You know what though? I'm still happy because we're still, you know, we lost Gronk. Hello, I mean that's huge. So they have to adapt to it. I'm okay with losing now because obviously we've lost when it's counted, and having a perfect season didn't matter to us because we lost anyway. I want them to grow as they've been doing. They've been such a great team with all the stuff they've been dealing with, and we're still second seed, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to cringe, but thank you, Steelers. I'm not going to say thank you, Ben Roethlisberger, because he irks me, but thanks, Steelers, for cock-blocking the Bengals and still keeping us where we were, especially after the loss. We're still 10-4. I mean, come on. But I will never ever say that again, I don't think.
Kim Solari right in the chat room
I just vomited in my mouth. I just vomited in my mouth and swallowed it. So, yum.
You've got a fellow Patriots girl in the chat room named Kim Solari. And she was here with us last night.
Thank you, babe. And also, I want to say I do want a bucket there. And the person knows who I'm talking about. Yeah, so.
Hey, before we run out of time, somebody had asked when Judd was going to be on, and he just showed up in the chat room, so that's kind of cool for him to be in there with all the other chatters. It's always fun for the fans.
So do we talk about
there.
Him now,
but
or should we stop?
Because
we've been only saying good things.
Yes, but I also want to, before, probably address it as well towards the end of the show, but I think we should mention at the top of the show, we have a rare Wednesday show coming up. Jerry, you want to tell the listeners about that before we...
Well, we have a very special Christmas music show hosted by none other than our famous Chi-Town Joe. And he makes it so personal. He spends hours upon hours upon hours finding out what songs the reality stars like the most, what songs our regular listeners like the most. And he doesn't go out and just find, you know, the songs that you would expect to hear, but he finds current ones that, like, current musicians are playing, you know, right now. And he finds just the perfect songs. It's such an amazing show. And if you weren't here last year, if you haven't heard his Christmas show, you've got to come and check it out. I mean, and then you'll be an annual listener to every one of his Christmas shows because he really knocks it out of the park. So you've got to check it out Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Come join us. It's a blast. Chi-Town Joe makes it so amazing.
Christmas.
So
I need to quickly address something. He's coming up real soon, guys. That is a fan that just loves Judd so much. In the chat room, that is actually just a Judd fan. So, but Judd is shortly going to come up. I want to quickly mention that the Christmas show does go a full 2 hours, and we'll even go a third hour into podcast mode. But you need to look, if you're wanting to win a little something, there will be a giveaway about 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. So if you can't stay for the whole show and you want to maybe win a little something,
it's a lot of something there, Paul. Not a little something. It's a lot of something.
You're right.
It's a lot of something. And if you guys put together the facts, you know, think about it. We were just at Toys for Tots. So I think that's the only clue I got to give, right, Jerry?
That's right.
Because there's always wicked good surprises that came from it. And obviously, you were one of the recipients of some amazing surprises. And I still can't get over it. That was so awesome. Have you been able to receive the items yet? Because I knew you couldn't take it on the plane with you. Did you have them, like, FedEx to you? Like, what happened?
It will be FedEx to me, yeah.
Awesome.
Of course, I brought the poker chips home with me, but I couldn't bring that.
You know, I brought the poker chip that I got from Toys R Us with me for a good luck to Foxwoods, but it didn't give me luck. But let's not forget, people out there, listen up and listen good. If you know what Mega Millions is, we're talking about $586 million. And everybody out there, listen up. You are all in the pot. We all put a dollar in, okay? Run out there because it's tomorrow night, the drawing. Put a dollar in and let's all put our little pinkies together and do a little huge pinky swear that if any of us Manic Monday maniacs, listeners, chatters, hosts, anything, win this money, we're going to split it. So can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Ooh. Hey, I just thought of a great contest. If one of us does win that huge thing, we could really have a giveaway on one of our shows, couldn't we?
No kidding.
Good God.
We'd be doing our
show live somewhere, like in a tropical island.
Yeah, there you go. Michelle, we don't want to keep our lovable, sweet,
Well, it depends
candy.
On what time zone he's in. And he knows what I'm talking about. I love my Judd.
Let's go ahead and bring him up with us.
Yeah.
We have on the air with us Mr. J-U Double D Party Darty. Judd, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We have his intro song now, so let's bring this up.
Hold
we're going
to
play his intro song.
Judd. Yes. Yes.
Everybody pumped up and ready to go?
There you go. We've got Mr. Judd's intro song now.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I'd get her done for you, Judd. Why is that song the one you requested, by the way?
It's just an old classic, you know?
Oh, my God. I love that song, Judd. Well, welcome back on Manic Mondays. We are so happy to have you back. So we've had you on before. So that was pre-meeting me and Miss Cherry. Unfortunately, Paul was there in spirit and I'm chat. But now
where you met Paul though in Minnesota?
Minnesota?
Yeah, I met Paul in Minnesota.
Oh my God, you met Judd, Paul?
I'm sorry, I just had muted myself for a second there. Yes, he went up to visit with Amanda and McClay, and they did a little meet and greet up at his pizza place, and I went up there, and let me tell you, when I said, Judd, it's Paul from Minnesota, he got up from his seat, and we had a big hug, and it was just a joy to meet him. That was special for Paul.
Oh, it was a joy to meet you as well.
What was that, Judd?
It was a joy to meet you as well, for sure. I mean, it was
awesome
meeting you.
Thanks,
and then it was also great meeting Michelle and Cherry Garcia. I got to meet them at the Voice for Cause. Let me just tell you, it was such a great event. I was so happy to be there. Such an awesome thing to be a part of. And, you know, it was even better than what I expected. So it was a great time to meet you guys. And, you know, it was for a good cause.
Okay, so I have a question. Now, I know the way I felt when I came out of the house because, A, number one, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother, and I know that you are before entering the house. So leaving the house and then meeting some of the people, I remember meeting you the first day, and you were like, Michelle, I'm going to give you my back. Like, you were, like, awesome hardcore fan. Like, that's how I was, and that was so awesome to me. What was your feeling like meeting past house guests at are just welcoming you in? It's just like we know each other forever. Explain to people what that feels like.
Yeah, it almost feels like you've always known each other, like because you've seen each other on TV, I guess, and I don't know, I guess since we've all been through the same experiences and everything, it's just like we all have a certain bond. So, I mean, it's just like not even meeting a stranger. It's like meeting somebody that you already know. It's kind of a weird thing. You know what I'm talking about, Michelle.
I do, and that's why I want people to understand that it's so, like, so cool. Like, you kind of get goosebumps. It's so weird, you know, and then at the same time to know that we're getting to know each other and being able to hang out with fans, which, oh, my God, they came out in full force, didn't they, Judd? Weren't the fans there awesome?
Awesome fans. I mean, so many people came out there. They were so supportive, so nice. You know, they brought a lot of toys. They were there for the cause, you know, and they also were there to have a lot of fun. I mean, we had a blast out there, but, I mean, it was all for the Toys for Tots, and, you know, it all worked out really great.
Well, I was saying actually before you came on that your face was amazing when you saw all those toys piled up that last night, you know, that last day in the locals, and with all the kids running around and all the fans. I mean, you looked at it like I think I looked at it like, yes, like this is what it's all about.
Exactly. I mean, for it to be a good comeout like that, then, you know, it just shows like, it's all worth it. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing was just completely worth it. And, you know, I just can't get over, like, how awesome it was and how many toys were there. I mean, it was unreal. Did you? I mean, I know you've seen, like, at two different places, it was just, like, stopped. All three places, actually. I mean, it's unreal. And, you know, I was so happy to be a part of it.
I was just curious, Judd. I don't know if I ever asked you about it, but Michelle was talking how cool it is for you Big Brother people as fans to meet up past house guests, and I do know that you had one very fun night, I'm assuming, when you got to spend an evening in Lakeville, Minnesota with Janelle and her family, and also got to meet Amanda Hansen, another Minnesotan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were such great people. Janelle and her husband, they welcomed us into their house. You know, they were very nice people, really down to earth, and just like people that you already knew, you know what I mean? They're that friendly. Like, it's like you already know them, you know? And Amanda was the same way. Amanda Hansen, like, she's such a great girl. And, you know, it's just a privilege to meet them, and, you know, they're really nice people and, you know, just kind of people that you're already friends with as soon as you talk to them, you know what I mean? Like, they're not weird and, like, stuck up or anything. They're just, like, normal people. I think it's just a part of the Big Brother family, you know?
We're all a little bit nuts, so we all gel together. It's like this weird puzzle piece. It's like this huge puzzle that never ends, but we all connect in some crazy way.
Oh, exactly.
And if you really, like, step back and think about that, I mean, it really explains everything. And but yet the puzzle never ends. It just interlocks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just meeting people that have been through the same exact things that you've been through, you know, especially for me coming out of a fresh season, that's been a few months ago, you know, just getting to ask people, you know, advice, like, you know, what should I do now? Stuff like that. You know, that's kind of cool. And everybody's really helpful as far as that goes. Like, everybody really wants to help the new house guests and everything. And I really appreciate that. Like, there's a few bad seeds, but most of the people out there really want to help you. And
yeah, I mean, we had a lot of talks, Judd. I mean, we had a lot of real talks. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and I understand that there's, like, a lot that comes with this, and people don't understand that. And it's you guys out there. By the way, Judd, the chat room is going crazy right now over you. Can you give the chat room a shout-out?
What's up, chat room people? I can't wait to answer some of your questions and see what y'all are getting into tonight. Hope y'all are having a great night. I know I am. Feeling good.
Well, before we take callers, because I know for a fact there's callers, I kind of wanted to ask you something, like, out of, like, the realm. But now, have you ever been up to, like, the Northeast, like, up to where I live? Like, have you ever been in New Hampshire or anywhere close to it?
No, I've never been, like, in the whole New England area. I've been upstate New York one time. That's as close as I've been.
So what were your thoughts, like, about the accent that comes along with it? Because I know that was one of the things that you really thought was funny about me, but I guess anybody does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm used to Gina Marie. Like, I lived with her for so long, and you know, she has kind of the same sort of accent, you know. So I'm used to it, and I love the accent. I love the whole New England culture. It's so laid back. Everybody's just, like, having fun. I love it up there. It reminded me a lot of home.
And was it the first time you saw snow? Because you saw snow when you were there, so we're curious.
No, we actually get a little bit of snow down here, not a whole lot, but I'm not a big snow fan. But, I mean, it did look beautiful, though, I got to admit.
I'm not a snow fan either, and I live here. And we just got 8 inches of snow yesterday or the day before, and we're expecting to get another winter storm. But the last winter storm we had, listen to the name, it was called Storm Electra. Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
You're going to have a winter storm? I want it to be called Storm Electra.
That sounds awesome. Sounds like
a Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm sure we have some callers up. Cherry Paul?
We do.
Excellent. Judd, you ready?
We don't have this one screened, but I'm just going to answer it by area code. Area code 269, what is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Heather, and I'm calling from Michigan, and I've got some snow, too.
Well, hello, Heather. You little snow bunny.
Hi. Hi. Ah, Judd, so you, you've tweeted with me many times before, and thank you for being so wonderful as far as tweeting with people who just send you tweets.
Oh, thanks for tweeting me. I really appreciate it. You know, I mean, all the support and stuff, I mean, we didn't know that we had that in the house. So getting to interact with fans on Twitter, it's just amazing. Like, getting to see what people think of the show, you know, what they thought of everything. You know, it's kind of cool. Like, I really love it.
Well, welcome back to the show, Heather. I'm glad you've lost any jitters that you might have had the first time. And I totally understand.
We popped her cherry.
No, but Heather, maybe some of the Big Brother house guests get it if they got tweets from a former house guest, but I can't tell you how tickled and what joy it brings when somebody that you really have been following on the show and you're excited to, you know, chat with actually does answer those tweets. So it really is important, and it's so much fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be honest with you guys. I've been doing the whole Survivor thing for the past couple of days and a couple of weeks, whatever, and we know the finale happened. And I'm good friends with Kat and Hayden and Laura Moret, so getting tweets with them wasn't a big deal. But I tweeted something about Monica Culpepper, like she was an animal, because she was. She rocked it. She was a house. And she favorited it, and she replied back to me. And I was like, oh, my God, Monica, like, tweeted me. And I felt like a dork. But that's how funny it is, right, because that's how big of a fan I am. But the fact is I have so many friends, but I haven't met her yet. But she favorited my tweet.
Oh, aren't you happy?
I adore her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, when I met Judd, I was like, oh, my God, Judd. And he was like, oh, my God, Michelle. We were like, oh, my God. It was just like, because if you're a huge fan, then you're a huge fan. Like, you're in it. And we're, like, when you're a Big Brother fan, I'm sorry, but you guys are the best fans ever. Judd, can you agree with me on that? They are the best fans ever.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Like, I was just so overwhelmed with, like, how great the support was after I left the house and everything. And, you know, just still meeting people, like, even in New Hampshire and stuff, like, really getting to talk to people and everything. It's just unreal. Like, I never expected that. And, you know, it's very much appreciated. Like, I feel so blessed to have such good supporters out there. And, you know, it's just unreal, and I'm just so blessed.
Well, thank you so much, Paula, for calling in.
So
okay.
Sweet as you.
I know.
Heather, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you are
Heather.
A sweetheart, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Let's bring up
and
another caller.
And we do have another caller. We have Kim that I was just speaking about in the chat room. Kim, how are you? Thank you so much for calling in.
What's up, Kim?
I'm good. Hi, Judd.
How are you, darling?
Good. I love you.
I'm doing good.
Wait, tell us how you really feel, Kim. We don't really know. So can you say that again?
First, I want to say, Michelle, go Patriots.
Yes. Go Patriots, girlfriend. Where do you live?
I live now in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I'm originally from Revere, Massachusetts.
Holy shit, the beach city. All right,
that's
I get
right.
you, Revere. I know what you're talking about, Revere. All right, I like that. How you
yeah.
doing, girl? Now, you have Judd on the line. You don't want to talk to me. Talk to Judd.
Well, me and Judd, we talk a lot on Twitter. And I met him.
Judd's awesome on Twitter, obviously, by the way.
He's great.
Kim's one of the best. One of the best, for sure.
And I met him at his homecoming, and he was the best. He's so great with his fans. Everybody loves him. His hometown was awesome. They were all out there. There had to be about 4,000 or 5,000 people at his homecoming.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
It was really
great. Yeah, there
were
more people there than the population of the town. I think 3,500 people.
Wait,
came
did you guys do it by the streetlight, the only streetlight?
Well, no, it was actually in a neighboring town because they had a bigger, like, venue to have it at. And it's also a little bit, it's a small town, too, trust me. But
it's really small.
Yeah, really, really small. Kim will tell you. So,
yeah, it's a sweet little quaint town, and the people are so nice, and his family is awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, we had 3,500 people, and there's the population there is 3,400. So that's pretty cool.
Whoa.
You know, we had, you know, Kim came from North
so
Carolina.
So was there, like, was everybody from there, like, in town there? Who was manning the police stations? Who was manning, it sounds like the whole town was there.
They were.
I don't know.
I think
they had security there. I'm not really even sure.
I'm sure they had security. Did you have your, let me tell you, all I know is that Judd busted out with his shirt at Toys for Tots. Do you remember that, Cherry?
I do.
That was pretty awesome. I can't believe you waited that long.
That shirt, I mean, we were all shocked. I mean,
I was like, the shirt, another moment, another nerd moment I had. I was like,
oh!
I'm sorry.
But,
it's true.
I mean, he can bust some moves, too. He can certainly bust some moves.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yes, Judd. Come on now. Don't be shy. You got some dance moves. I saw you twerking
shy.
It a lot, actually.
Well, I don't know if I was twerking it, but
you were twerking. You actually used those exact words, and it was you, me, Jesse, and Alyssa in the bowling alley bar, and you said, let's twerk it, and that's what we did. And then we invited everybody else in the bar to twerk, and they twerked. Well, they tried.
I just wanted to see y'all twerk it.
No, you were twerking it.
I just wanted to be brother mode, baby. I was just tricking y'all into twerking it.
You were like a fish out of water. You were twerking it.
Hey, I want to address something that's going on in the chat room. We're trying to get somebody who's a big fan of yours, so much so that his blog talk chat name is Judd's Army, and whoever
she,
this person
her
is,
name I, is. Her name is Shaylin, and she loves Judd.
Well,
what's up,
there you go, ratting her out. You didn't wait 1 minute to rat out your Judd Army.
Hey, Shaylin, let me tell you, this is your opportunity to just go for it, girl, because I
Judd,
remember...
you don't bite, do you?
No, not at all.
He just nibbles. Don't worry about it. Call in. Don't be scared.
Shaylin, call in.
I have been in the same spot that you have been in. The first person, big brother person I ever talked to, I thought I was going to be so nervous. I wrote down the questions I was going to ask. I thought I sounded stupid. I listened back to the podcast and I said, I didn't sound stupid at all. And you have to go ahead and do it. You won't regret it. So I'm just trying
we
to
We don't bite.
No.
I have a question for Judd.
Ooh, yes. Shoot.
I want to know, now that he's back at home and he has left his job that he was doing before the show, what does he want to do now in the future?
I'm actually working on a few different projects. Right now, you know, I obviously have stuff on eBay and stuff, but I have a few ideas that I have out there. I don't actually want to release them yet, but they're really exciting ideas. And once they come out, I think y'all are really going to be excited about it. But it's going to be a couple of months, so just bear with me on it, and I'll have more information on it. I mean, just stay tuned to JudNation.com, also at JudNation at Twitter, and I'll have all the info about it. And another thing that I'm wanting to do is whenever Big Brother Canada starts, I'm wanting to do either a video blog or a commentary about each episode and kind of bring the feeds a part of it, too. So,
well, interesting. Guys, so we'll call you later there, Judd. but, you know, go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I was just going to say, way to steal my question that I was going to ask Judd later, Kim.
I'm sorry.
No, I
was actually, I think, a question we all had, because I was going to ask that question. So very good question there, Kim.
Yeah,
exciting things coming up. I can't really talk about them yet because they're not set in stone. But really,
but you're
going to
come on Manic Mondays and tell us, right? We can be your podium. We can be your...
100%. As soon as I get everything screened out and together, y'all will be the first ones to know.
All right, we better, because I'll come hunt you down.
I know you will.
Okay, Dan, and I want you to come to Charlotte for a meet and greet and bring Michelle with you too, and Cowboy too.
Hey,
I'm down.
Come
down to Charlotte.
Let's go to Charlotte.
Hey, I want to let you know, Cherry, that other caller is actually in her car driving, so I don't know how much longer.
Okay, well, let's.
She'll be.
Thank you, Kim, so much for calling in. We adore you, girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's always good to talk to you.
You too, John.
I'll talk to you
later.
We'll tweet you later, girl.
Okay.
Love that you're
Shauna.
In such, like, he's, like, so in, like, depth with his fans, so that's awesome. So welcome, Shauna.
We've got Shauna coming up. Shauna, thank you so much. How are you?
No problem. Don't wait for me. I'm in the driveway parked.
Listen,
oh, good.
You're parked, ready to go, so you're ready, I'm sure, to talk to Judd, aren't you?
I am. Judd knows who I am.
Yeah,
I'm
sure do. Shauna, how are you, darling?
Yeah, you do. Good. Aiden's in the car with me. Aiden, say hi to Judd.
Hi.
Ooh, how cute.
What's up, Aiden? How are you, brother, man? Aiden is awesome.
Oh, how cute.
Thank
you. Aiden. Welcome to Manic Mondays, Aiden.
Thank you.
Oh,
my God, how cute.
We just wanted to get a chance to say hello to you personally, because I don't know when we'll see you, but I'm hoping that you're making that trip, you're saying, soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping to come to Miami soon. So, I mean, it's not set in stone yet, but hopefully.
We'll flag you off the road or meet you at the airport or something like that.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
I think Judd Nation needs to spread it all over, and he needs to go to Florida because that's where it's the warmest right now. It's flipping cold everywhere else. I don't know where you live, but it's freaking cold.
Let me tell you, we are south. We are in Boynton Beach. We live right near Amanda and McCray.
Okay, and how hot
is
it?
65. Right now it's 65, which is cool for us, though. Cool for us.
Can you just send all of us on the air? Can you just, like, blow some of that air up our way? Because I know we're all cold that's on the air. Please. Send
it
in a little box. You can actually send. Please. Because we're freezing. It's cold up here. It's, like, 5 below.
Hey, Michelle, I want to let you know my husband's family is from New England. We are from Shrewsbury.
Oh, nice. All right. Worcester area.
Yeah. Shrewsbury. And so we know what it's like to be cold, and we know what it's like to fight for the Patriots, too. So.
Oh,
Patriots.
Awesome. I'm loving the Patriots fans tonight. All right. Nice. And
more of a Judd
you know,
fan than Patriots. More of a Judd fan than Patriots. Right, Judd?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love that.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for calling in, girl. I hope we didn't keep you.
Problem.
I'm glad, as long as you are, well, I was going to say keep the heat on in the car, but maybe the window's down.
Yeah. Got the window down, girl. Wind blowing.
And Aiden, thank you so much. We thank Aiden also for being a part of Manic Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always a good, It's always good to talk to you. Can't wait to talk to you soon. And Aiden, you have a really great night, okay, brother?
Okay, say thank you, Judd.
Okay,
we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
I love y'all.
All right, thank
you. Oh, my God, that was so cute.
Thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
That was
Shauna.
So stinking cute. Oh, my God, I just want to squeeze by him.
How old is Aiden?
Oh, Aiden? Aiden is 7. Aiden is a cancer fighter.
Goodness. God bless him.
Our case is reviewed by St. Jude's. They've helped us out a lot, but we are from our team Wolfson's in Jacksonville, Florida. Awesome team as well. And Aiden's doing awesome. We just got home in time for Christmas. So our Christmas present is going to see Judd if he's coming down here. That's our Christmas present.
Awesome. Awesome. And you
Shauna,
know what?
I actually
donate to St. Jude's every week.
Absolutely. They're fabulous people, and we are grateful to have them as part of our team.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of Give Kids the World down there in Florida?
I have. We have not been there. And unfortunately, we were given a wish from Dreams Come True back in 2010. I don't want to keep you guys tied up, but it was a large pirate ship, and unfortunately, we had to relocate and move down south, and we have not yet to build our pirate ship yet.
Oh, no.
A lot of foundations allow the children one wish, and that's why I got onto Twitter, was to try and get access to celebs for video shout-outs for Aiden, and I've done pretty good so far until our pirate ship can get built up.
Do you have a link or a website, something that you can state
do,
that
Aiden,
somebody will post
absolutely.
On the chat? Yes, please.
Yes. It's www.cure4. Aiden, A-Y-D-E-N. So it's cure4, A-Y-D-E-N.
Awesome.
All right, and I know for a fact that the chat room is probably over-typing each other. So keep it up, guys.
A lot of them know me, yeah.
Wow, and you know what? If
all
you...
the people I have met on Twitter.
We would love to hear your journey.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah,
thank
we would love
so
to
much.
Hear your journey. We would love to you come back on. And it's
he is so cute. I just
you
went
bring
there.
Him up already?
Well, see that?
You know, it's just to have you look at his journey and see how far he's come. They gave him 2 years, and he's still here, and we're still fighting. So we're doing amazing.
Sending the praise to you guys.
Incredible.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you guys. You got a lot of things to do with Judd. Judd, we love you, and we will
thank
talk to
you so
Twitter.
Much. I think you made all our nights.
I'll
be honest with you.
I'll
y'all
soon, for sure. Probably tonight.
Bye. Okay,
right,
thank you so much, guys. Love
bye.
You guys.
Bye.
Thank
love
you so
guys.
Much. Call back in again and let us know how things are going. He's a doll.
I will.
Okay,
Michelle,
thank you.
Michelle, we back and forth, too. Michelle, we've been doing back and forth meeting you, too, a couple times, too.
Oh.
So. And Jerry,
he's so
thank
cute
you so
with
much.
Cookie Monster.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank
he's
you
a
so
doll.
Much, guys.
All right.
Thank you,
great
Shauna.
Night.
All right. Bye. Merry holidays to all of you.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you as well, Shauna and Aiden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jerry,
I
didn't want to stop talking to her.
I know. They're such awesome people. Like, I've been talking to them for a while on Twitter, and they're such awesome people.
Well, obviously, it made an effect on them.
Awesome,
and. You know what it is, Judd? You know, you got to take from the show, and there's negatives, positive. There's things that will get you ahead in life, but these are the moments that you really need to be like, wow. You know, I mean, just to make an impression on someone's life.
That.
Yeah, and to, like, know that you're being a part of something way more important than this little peon back and forth words and stuff. I mean, it's all worth it in the end, you know?
I am so the advocate for the alliances on Twitter. I mean, I've been one trying to stop the alliances. We're not in a game anymore. You know, that's a big deal for me because people take it petty. There's psycho people, everything. And, you know, all you house guests love each other outside the show, and nobody can tell me any difference if there's any hate between you guys. And I just don't see why there's a need for alliances on Twitter.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. You know, we're all friends. I mean, we might bicker once in a while, but who doesn't with their friends, you know?
Yeah, family bickers.
Yeah, family bicker friends bicker.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. So I'm going to start a no-hate Twitter foundation.
Well, you know what it is? I think that the fans get so involved, and they don't realize that.
Sure.
We're involved because there's money, and in the end, we can win money. But
right.
at the end of it, there's no more money involved. And some people take it
right.
to a certain point. That's their business. But I don't know. I'm like a different type of person. I think Judd's the same as me because he's a jokester just like me. Ha ha, what time zone
right.
are you in right now, Judd? But, you know, you just kind of like, I even said to a lot of people on my season, there's no more money. There's no, I don't care. Like, let's just move on. We shared such an amazing experience. We're going to have to see each other. We're going to deal with each other. Let's not make everybody uncomfortable.
Right.
Let's just go with it. And let's just move on. You said things about me. I said things about you. It doesn't, we can't grade who said the worst.
The
thing is, we can't grade who said something worse. Like, you can't say,
right.
oh, you said something worse than me. No, we said something bad about each other, period.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
let's move on. Let's move on.
Right.
And
you say things in the heat of the moment. Family does the same thing, and family walk away from each other. But that was a game. If you didn't play that way, you're not going to get anywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, totally. You can't just be yourself in the game, whether you try and be honest or, you know, walk around on tiptoes. But you're going to hurt somebody. Guaranteed.
Well, that's the way it goes.
And
I mean,
sometimes people in the game dog other people just so it doesn't look like they're associated with each other.
Exactly.
So it doesn't look like
yeah.
So it doesn't look like let's say somebody goes out. I'm gonna talk bad about them so it looks like I don't have their jury vote. I'll say yeah, they hate me or whatever. That
exactly.
way people won't
right.
that I have their jury vote. So I mean, a lot
that's
of
that's the name of the game.
Of course,
that's it. I mean. But it's the person that's playing it. It depends on the outcome, and there's a lot of different variations of it because we have obviously Pandora's boxes and have-nots and all this stuff that is involved. And you're eating with the people, and you're sleeping with them, and you're doing laundry with them,
right.
and it's like you can't get away
right.
from these people that are at the same goal as you is to get that money, bring it home to your family, friends, whatever it is.
Exactly. Whenever you watch the show, sometimes you might get a little aggravated at seeing people's DRs and stuff. I didn't want to watch the show, but I ended up watching it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so aggravated about like what Spencer said about me. But then you also have to think, Spencer, you know, McCready, Nick, whoever is in the house, they're there for the same reason you are. They're not there to be your best friend. They're there at the time to win that money and to win the title
right.
of Big Brother.
And look at Andy. Look at how far Andy got by playing all sides. And, I mean, honestly and truthfully, in the end, I felt he deserved it because he was one maybe that walked on tiptoes, that went around and tried to befriend everybody. And look how far it got him. And poor Judd gets stabbed in the back and didn't even do anything wrong. Right, Judd?
Okay.
Exactly. I was kind of doing the same thing Andy was doing. I was friends with everybody. I think the HOA kind of killed me.
Shauna,
okay.
And Judd, I hate to interrupt, but before caller loses their nerve, we got to get you. All right.
We do have Judd Army on the line.
Judd is like he's like the prime meat, you know, when you go to like the deli and they're like, today's special. You know, we got to send, you know, we got to give time, but it's not our fault. I mean, we start talking and we go on a tangent and it's just normal behavior.
I know. Before they lose their nerve, though, let's bring her up so she can say hi to Judd. We have Shaylin on the line. Hi, Shaylin. Thank you so much for calling in, babe. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up, Shaylin?
We have Judd on the line.
Hi, Judd.
Hey, Shaylin, how are you?
Good. I'm, like, crying right now.
You're crying? Oh, don't cry. Listen, take a breath in. Take a breath out your nose, and I know you have something to ask Judd, and this is the moment. Don't cry. It's okay. We're all here for you, okay, babe? Now, ask Judd whatever you need to ask him. Go ahead. It's okay.
What are you doing, Judd?
How are you doing?
Where are you calling from, Shaylin? Where do you live?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
Whoa! So did you get excited about Big Brother Canada? Did you watch last season?
Yeah.
Well,
I
why don't you ask Judd?
Big Brother Canada is about to start again.
Yeah.
Ask Judd who his favorite Big Brother Canada
Who is it, Judd?
Who's my favorite on Big Brother Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to say Alec. I'd have to go with Alec, for sure. Alec,
he was my favorite, too.
I liked AJ. I like a lot of them. Like AJ, I liked...
I loved Gary. I loved all of them. I loved Suzette. I loved... The Shield, Peter and Alec. I mean, I loved all of them. Big Brother Canada was awesome because I know Canada was so excited to finally get Big Brother, and you guys deserved it, girl. Now, time to ask... Dun, dun, dun. Sing, girl, go ahead. I know you have millions of them. Pick one.
I don't know what to ask. I forget everything.
It's okay. So, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 14.
You're 14. Aww. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so how long have you been watching Big Brother for?
Since I was 6.
Okay,
oh, my
goodness. So, wait, do you... Wait, that's possibly when I was on Big Brother. Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Shut up. Wait, I'm not telling a 14-year-old to shut up, but this is new.
This is adorable.
You probably didn't like me. Did you like me? Was I okay?
Yeah, I liked you.
Oh, good. Now, question for you. Do you want to be on Big Brother? Do you want to be on our show being like Big Brother 21 contestant? Will you ever try out?
Yes, anything.
All right, so maybe why don't you ask Judd for some advice? Like, ask Judd what you think that would be the best thing for you to do to get yourself out there when you're available to be on Big Brother.
Judd, what should I do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just 100% be yourself. Kind of think of something that makes you stand out, you know, like... I frog gig. That's like one of my hobbies. I talked about that a lot. I mean, think of something that you like to do, like one of your biggest hobbies, maybe your career at the time. Maybe you might even just be a student. Just go in there and be yourself. It's not a job interview. You know, it's something that you can have fun with. It's like talking to family or friends, you know, like look at it that way. Talk to them. Casting
make
is really
laugh.
Nice. Yeah,
you know,
make them laugh. Have a ball out of it. Like, make fun out of it. It's not like something that you should be nervous about, like a job interview. It's like definitely something you can be laid back and be yourself.
Be yourself, right?
Yeah. But be fun.
You know,
I mean, have a blast out of it. Don't be nervous. Just have a blast.
Judd,
I don't think
I'll
be able to not be nervous.
Judd, I just want to compliment that description. Because every Big Brother house guest always says, just be yourself. But you added, it's not a job interview, have fun. And anybody that's ever tried out or interviewed for a job knows exactly what you're talking about. When you're interviewing for a job, you're trying to say what they want to say. Just have fun and be yourself. And I love that you brought up the job interview. That's a great description.
Yeah, and at a job interview, I feel like you kind of tell them what – you think they want to hear, and, you know, whenever you're trying out for Big Brother, maybe even other shows, you know, like Survivor or whatnot, it's not the same. I mean, you don't have to tell them what they want to hear. Just be yourself, show them who you are, and, you know, maybe they might not want you for that season, but they might want you for the next season, you know, so just keep trying if it doesn't work the first time. I tried out 6 times in 5 years, and I made it, so, I mean, never give up.
There you go.
Just keep fighting for it. If you want it enough, you'll get it eventually.
Okay.
There you go. Wow. 6 times and he got it. So never give up. Never, never. Because it's not that they don't like you. You guys got to understand that. They're trying to put together a cast that's going to fit together appropriately. And I didn't get called back the first time. It took 2 years. So... Yeah. you know, maybe they wanted me to be with this type of people because we would not fit, but we would. So don't get discouraged. Just be yourself as well because, you know, people say, oh, you know, they try to do this. They want to be like that because this is what they want. But don't do that because they're going to see right through you. Don't do that because if you don't, if you can't know what your lies are that you told, you're not going to remember them. You shouldn't have to. It should just be natural.
And, you know, that's a very important point that you brought up, Michelle, that if they don't pick you, they've got a theme in mind for their upcoming season. And, you know, you might not fit the theme that they're doing. Think about the season when they had the offbeats. They, you know, probably that was a perfect season for that those kind of people. So, yeah, never give up. That is a great point.
Right. And you might get a call 2 or 3 years down the road from your submission this year. You know, you might fit the perfect profile for something they're looking for next year or the following year. So just because they don't pick you the first time you submit, don't ever, ever give up because they do have that plan in action. You know, they have a profile that they're looking for. And maybe the next year you fit that perfect mold that they're looking for. And that's happened to Big Brother House guests that, you know, they moved on, they weren't even thinking about it, and they get a call. And it was from, you know, a submission they put in a few years back. And so don't ever think that you're completely out of the question. You may get a call 2 or 3 years down the road. So we do have another caller. You're welcome
to
stay on with us.
I just want to, before we move on to our next caller, I have to ask Shaylin something. Shaylin, are you better now? Are we friendly
here? Are we good?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my girl.
You can call back in and talk to us anytime, Shaylin. We don't bite, I promise.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Love you, Shaylin.
Bye, Dad.
You have a great
Thank
night, girl.
Thank you for calling, Shaylin.
Bye.
Bye,
Shaylin.
How cute is Shay?
Oh,
Barry,
nice. This is for Shaylin.
Yeah. Is she cute as a bun or what? 14 years
so
old.
Adorable.
Good for her. You know what? That's like, you know, she might be trying to come out of her shell. And in order for, like, you know, I think she lives in Canada, so I don't know what the age is. Maybe it might be 18. But this is like the start of her being able to come out of her shell and maybe someday be a Big Brother Canada star. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, for sure. I hope so.
So exciting.
I mean,
we do have another
call.
We do. We have Juan from D.C. How are you, Juan?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. How are you guys?
What's up, Juan?
How are you, Juan?
I know you're breathing hard right now. I know.
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Everybody doing great today?
Fantastic. Doing awesome, Juan. Doing great. Fuzzy
you have Judd Nation on here. Like, what is your question for Mr. Judd?
Oh, you know, I got plenty of questions I can ask on Twitter, but tonight I got a question
yeah,
up here.
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
Have Adam,
what was one positive thing you learned about yourself?
Excuse me?
What was one positive thing you learned about yourself from the season?
Good question.
Wait, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
One positive thing you learned about yourself.
Yourself, like learning about yourself.
One positive thing I learned about myself from the show. I would have to say that the one positive thing would be that I can hold back my temper a lot more than what I thought. Before, like, I could
so
never
patience.
Hold back my temper. And I wanted
patience.
To fly off the handle and Big Brother so many times, and I just had to keep my cool because I knew that's what I needed to do until, you know, I lost that POV against McCray, and I knew I was going home, and I kind of went a little Judd 2.0 on everybody. But other than that, though, I mean,
Judd
I really
2.0.
Had my mouth. I didn't run it too much. I mean, I said things here and there, I know, but usually I would be going ballistic on those people, but I was like, this is a game, I have to keep cool, and that's one thing I really learned about myself. I can keep my cool and not fly off the handle over, like, somebody just being a smart aleck to you or somebody making up a lie about you or whatever. Like, you can take what they do and use it against them. You don't have to just go up and start yelling at them and stuff over the least little thing. You got to pick your battles and find out which ones are worth fighting. And, you know, that's kind of what I did, and that's what I'm going to start doing in regular life.
Hey, Judd, we got a great, great question, I think. We're all conspiracy theorists here, but in the chat room, Overvun said, did production ever push you to fly off the handle a bit? You know, come on, Judd, get a little emotional at times. Did you ever get urging like that? Or can't you?
No, absolutely not. They didn't need to. I mean, we had enough pressure. We had enough pressure of our own. We didn't need any pushing. Trust me.
We were all agreeing that we liked it when you gave the finger to the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually, yeah, that was just out of frustration and everything. Production didn't do anything. I mean, the only time you really have anything to do with them is in DR, you know, like, they didn't push us
through.
I
covered the cameras with pillows. I basically gave a fucking F you to the world.
Michelle will forever be connected with pillows, throw pillows, right?
Yes. I built a pillow fort to hide from people, and then I threw the pillows, and I threw them over the balcony from HOH. I didn't give a crap. I was like, if I had 7 chairs, I'd put you all up. Who says that as HOH? Like, I did. That's right. I will never take away anything. And Judd was probably like, why would she say that? And then go in the house, he was probably like, I get it. Yeah, you get it. You get it, don't you, Judd?
Oh, 100%. You lose so much patience for the people, and like we talked about earlier, you're with them all the time. You can't get away from them. You know, like, if you're mad at somebody, you're in the kitchen with them, or you're in the bathroom with them. Like, there's no escape. So, I mean, it's just so much different than what you think whenever you watch it on TV. And then once you're actually there, it's 10 times harder. The house is so much smaller than what it looks like. You can hear stuff that's going on in other rooms. It's just, I don't know. It's just so much different than what you think. So,
I'm sorry, Judd. I thought you were done. No, I was just going to give props to Juan. Such a simple little question really was really a good question, you know?
Thank
always,
you, Juan.
Always. I wanted to say another thing. You know, yeah, I got to say, yeah, I might not bite. I think Michelle might.
Michelle might what?
She might bite.
I'm going to bite? Listen,
might
I
bite.
Just nibble. I nibble. I don't bite. Judd, do I bite? Judd spent a lot of time with me, and I never bit him. Well,
no,
I don't think so.
And next time I want my theme song, what happened? I can't get Daddy Yankee on? What's up?
Oh, wow. Listen, we gotta get these audio clips up. I guess I love it. Our callers are just wanting an intro song.
Thanks, I really appreciate it.
Hey, take care, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In case we don't talk to you before then, but we'd love for you to come back Wednesday for our Christmas show. Okay.
All right.
Don't drink
all right,
too much.
Thank you.
And if you do, don't drive.
All right, you have a great Christmas, too.
All right, thank you, Juan.
We've got other callers.
Okay.
Of course we do. We got Judd Nation on. What?
And our next caller, most people know, we have Mr. Shady on with us. How are you, Shady?
I'm doing good. How's everybody tonight?
Hey, Shady, what's up?
I'm doing great. You doing all right, Shady?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I actually thought of a question I've never asked either you or Michelle, which I think is an interesting question.
Ooh.
Okay, say both of you are cast in All-Stars. Which of the twists from all of the Big Brother 15 seasons would you want to be returned next season, and which twist, like MVP or anything, would you want to never be seen from again?
I never want to see MVP again. That's what screwed me over.
Okay.
I like the twist where everybody on season 6 had somebody that they came in and they all had somebody that they knew. I would love that twist.
Okay.
Wow.
What about you, Michelle?
I would hate America's Player. half-ass meaning taking Jesse out that screwed my game up. And I would love coup d'etat because, hello, Jeff stayed miraculously.
No, I don't want no coup d'etat because I'm sure I would have
No, but Mike, like, I'm just figuring if I got the coup d'etat, not if anybody else besides me, because I'm sure it would be against me. If I got the coup d'etat, yeah, but that would never happen in life, so.
Yeah, if I got the coup d'etat, I'd be happy, but if somebody else got it, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, no. Judd, don't worry about it. Final two, you and me, okay? Only you and me now.
Hey, hey, Michelle, quickly before she leaves, Michelle, your wifey is having to leave, so say goodbye.
Oh, bye, my little wifey, my little Bronxy. Judd, give my Bronxy a what up.
Say what?
Can you say what up, Bronxy?
What up, Bronxy?
There you go.
You partying tonight?
Am I?
No, Bronzy.
Oh, of course she's partying. She's partying with Evie, probably. Evie the bear.
Oh. What?
I'm not even kidding. I'm being
actually
serious.
A real bear.
A real bear.
She's a real bear. And it'll turn on her and bite her one day.
We hope not.
No, let it loose in the woods. Seriously, if y'all not ever watch True TV...
It is in the woods. It comes up and visits her right behind her house all the time. She has a few bears that comes up right behind her house, and she feeds them.
Maybe all men lives in her house. Like her bed
is Which bear has been eating my partridge?
I thought it might have like its own room and stuff. I was like, what? I think it's out of the house.
Hey,
oh my goodness.
Judge, you talked about season six and would like to do a twist like that. Do you ever watch the real world and do you hear what they're gonna do this season?
Oh yeah, I definitely have been seeing the trailer for it, like where the exes come back.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
I would be so mad if I was one of the original seven.
I can't believe they're going to pull, like, a Big Brother theme off on the real world. That's going to be off the hook. I mean,
well, speaking of Big Brother off, can we just talk about Survivor BBB? I mean, hello, can we talk about Season 11 right now? Survivor BBB. Bronze, Brains, and Beauty? Does that sound like the high school... season of Big Brother 11? Anybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Popular.
Where the hell would I fit in that crew?
Jocks.
Where the hell would I fit in with that crew?
No, you have to be in Survivor. All of them? Survivor. Oh, well, no, wait, hold on. I think you're Bronze.
Me?
I would say Bronze. Yeah. I would say Bronze. But you are a tough guy. You're like a mentally, like...
Oh, hell yeah, I'm a pit bull, but whenever it comes to those damn puzzle competitions and stuff, I'm like, whoa.
Hey, Judd,
yeah,
I
but
got,
that's what
I
Bronze
got,
aren't about puzzles. Bronze are about strumpf.
Judd, I know you're not seeing the chat room right now, but all the Judd super fans that are in there all said beauty.
Oh, yeah, I would say beauty, too. Yeah, definitely.
thanks, y'all.
Before you came on, Judd, Michelle and I were talking about you, and I said if you were any sweeter, you'd be an ooey-gooey sticky mess.
Ew, ooey-gooey. You're an ooey-gooey sticky mess. That sounds weird. Judd's like, I love Manic Mondays. I'm a sticky, ooey, gooey, jelly mess.
I wish I was on Surviving. I would just survive, but I would much rather do Big Brother, though.
You would what?
I would love to do Survivor, but I would much rather do Big Brother. 100%.
Okay, so, like, what's your thoughts on, like, Hayden? Like, I thought he did so good. Of course, we were rooting for him as a family. What are your thoughts on him almost making it to the end and being... probably one of the only people to win Survivor and Big Brother. Imagine if that would have happened. I mean, he did so awesome.
I don't think that he did a really good job, especially in the tribal councils. Like, I mean, him getting them to bring it down to the rocks, I mean, that was amazing. And then he almost switched it up again, you know, with Monica, him and Sierra. Like, I wish him and Sierra would have worked together closer earlier in the game. I think that would have been a really good duo. But, you know, things happen, and, like, the what-if game, like, people wanted me and Alyssa to work together more closely. And, you know, things happen, and you don't know what people are thinking, so... You know, they got together a little too late. But, I mean, I'm very proud of Hayden's game. I think he couldn't have done any better with that card he was dealt.
Yeah, he did great.
Someone in the
now,
chat
are
wants
you a Survivor
know,
follower? Are you a, did
if
you
would
watch
eat
Survivor
a bug.
This season?
For me?
Yeah, did you watch Survivor?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I watched every episode this season.
So
I've
we're not
going to
do any spoilers. We obviously all know that... Tyson won. Did you agree with that decision?
If I could have picked my own final three, like, as a fan, I would have liked to have seen Hayden, Sierra, and Tina in the final three.
Yeah, and then who would have been the winner
for you? Out of the final three, though, that was dealt, I definitely have to say that I think Tyson deserved it the most, and Monica being close behind him, because she did win three individual immunities, so, I mean... That was really impressive.
Yeah, she did pretty good.
As far as her, you know, social game, I wasn't a big fan of her social game. But Tyson, you know, he had 9 million immunities, it seemed like, so.
9 million. It's about that, doesn't it seem like it? And it's like, did he ever really use it on himself? I mean, he gave it to Jervis, but that was probably a good move for him. I mean, he did win the million, right? Let's just all spoil it now, which if you haven't seen it, which I was probably the only one that didn't, and I saw it today, Tyson won. Yeah, go Tyson. I mean, he played a great game. And wait a minute, speaking of Survivor winners, Judd, you got to meet Richard Hatch this weekend.
Oh, yeah. He was a really nice guy. You know, it was really cool to meet him. I watched him whenever I was, like, 12, 13. So, I mean, like, it was really cool to meet somebody that I've watched that long ago, you know, and the first winner.
Is he like to you like he is to me like the – well, he's a good friend of mine. That's – what I think of him is, like, the person who made, like, reality TV. Like, I understand Real World was there before, but I'm talking about reality TV. Like, he was – the front runner, and it was like so awesome of him to be there. I just, that's what I think of him. Is that what you think of him? Like the reality world, like that we live in right now. He's like the godfather, and he's from Rhode Island, so we can say that.
For sure. I mean, Real World's been around since '92, but it's a completely different kind of show. You know, as far as, like, the whole bolting out and stuff, like, Survivor's kind of the pioneer of that type of show. And, you know, me and Richard, and even we talked to Joel last, I talked to Joel last night from Survivor 1. And, you know, he was just talking about how different it is now and stuff and how, like, alliances and all that are so much different than they were back then on Season 1. It was really interesting to hear, you know, just from people that had played the first Survivor, you know. So I thought that was really cool.
Judd joined us and was enjoying it, too, I'm sure, last night, hearing Joel from Survivor Season 1 talk about the beginnings of everything. Wasn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it was really cool to hear. I never knew all that, you know, so it was really kind of cool to see how it all started out. And, you know, he didn't think it was a serious show. He deleted his first email. And then they emailed him back about it, and, you know, he didn't really know what he was getting himself into. And then it just became a phenomenon.
Yeah, a crazy phenomenon, which I think, I'm like, thank you, because if it didn't catch on then, it would have never, so.
Yeah.
I always wondered how Richard Hatch would do on Big Brother. I'm like, I don't know if that naked thing would work there. I don't know. I'm curious to see how he would do on that.
The Shaylin card that we had on earlier just mentioned in the chat room that she forgot to tell you that she's doing her speech in English class on you.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
It's awesome.
No pressure or anything there, Judd. I hope you answered all the questions properly. God damn it.
Yeah. That's amazing, Shaylin.
Isn't that cute? I love that.
How cute is Shay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shaylin, that I swore. I apologize. I love God. But, you know, obviously, Judd, you know, you probably have to go, and we've loved having you on.
We've got one more caller.
I mean, oh, we do? Oh, my God. Can
okay.
Judd make one more call, Judd? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Let's take the caller.
Which one, Paul?
Thomas.
Okay. Welcome, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, Thomas.
Thomas, are you there?
Thomas.
What's up, Thomas?
Your food's ready, Thomas.
he was
unmute
on the
yourself.
Switch.
You were on the switch combo and you drove off and left.
he was on the switchboard earlier when we were taking a lot of the newer callers ahead of him, and maybe he just got up away from his computer for a bit. But
he
at any
to take
rate,
care of his mom a lot, so
okay.
He might have gone.
All
to
right.
Take care
well,
of his
thank
mom.
You so much, Judd, for calling
yeah.
in and. Like letting us all know your experience, because coming out of the house, I'm sure you have a lot of events you went to, and I'm glad you had such a great time at Toys for Tots. That really means a lot for me. It really goes to my heart, so I'm glad that you were there, and you really made an effect on the event, and I really appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate you all having me out there. You know, it was a real humbling experience, and I'm so blessed and privileged to be a part of that. It's my first time doing the actual Toys for Tots. You know, I've done similar things to it in the past, but nothing like that. So, I mean, my hat's
right.
off to you guys.
Need,
you guys did so much, and I really appreciate it all.
Well, I
hey,
hope that
I'm,
you come
I'm
back
too.
Next year, right, Judd?
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely come back next year. It's
awesome. I'm
going to
scribble
it.
You in. You're in.
Hey, Judd, there's somebody that's integral part of and from the beginning of Toys for Tots that is listening to the show, and it's Panther, and I thought I'd give you the opportunity to address her directly and give your thanks to her because she does so much work.
Oh, absolutely. Is she on right now?
She is listening.
Oh, okay. What's up, Panther? It's JUWD40Darty, and I just wanted to thank you so much for all that you did for the Toys for Tots. You know, that's life-changing for a lot of people. It helps out a lot of families, a lot of children. You know, I was so privileged to be a part of that and getting to help out as much as I could. Thank you for all that you do, and God bless you.
Awesome. Huh. Thank you so much, Judd.
Panther just pushed the one. She wants to say something. Panther, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yeah,
hi, Panther.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
what's
Panther.
Up, Panther? Hey, Judd. I just wanted to personally say thank you. It was such a pleasure to have you. Again, I hope you do come back next year. I thoroughly enjoyed you. I mean, we had a great cast. I thoroughly enjoyed everybody that we had this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Such a great crew. Everybody was there, you know, for the right reasons, you know, like, I don't think that there could have been a better crew there.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, it's one of the best ones that we've had. And, of course, the fans that came are the best, too. Huh, Cherry?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We do have people in the
just
chat room.
It's getting better every year.
Is Michelle from the Bronx still in the chat room?
No.
She just left, babe.
But
we did have a question for Judd that before he scoots, Angel BB wanted me to ask Judd about his day job and about his love life. And she's posted the question many times in the chat room.
Oh,
and so
boy.
Before he scoots, I wanted to ask both of those questions.
Well, we could be here for a while, so okay.
I don't know if you
go
have
ahead,
any response
Judd.
For those questions, Judd. anything to say about your day job or about your love life?
I mean, those are both kind of personal.
I agree.
My business.
So you know what? God bless you.
I'll answer it. My day job, I don't work the same job that I did before Big Brother. I'm currently working on some other projects right now that hadn't released yet, but, you know, I'm working on some things, and, you know, I'm making money and putting stuff on eBay and stuff too right now, just for the meantime, like my T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. So, and JudNation.com, it's up and doing really well. As for my love life, I'm still single. I don't know. Do you have any other questions about my love life?
No.
No more questions on the love life.
Okay. I appreciate that, Judge.
I'm sure Judge totally understands.
Thank you so much, Panther. Purr away, girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm single, but I'm high on somebody right now. She lives in Florida.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
thank
now
you
I can't
so much,
wait
Panther.
For Toys for Tots next year, because I know Judd will be there again, and it's always so much fun up there. The people are just amazing, phenomenal. There's so much love to be shared up there. So many toys for all the kids to be placed under the trees, and it's just an amazing time to be had by everybody. And Judd, thank you so much for being a part of it this year, and I can't wait to see you there next year.
Well, thanks for
and I hope you
people.
And your family have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, too.
Well, you lose as well. I thank you so much for that, you know, and thanks for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm really excited about doing it again next year, 100%.
Thank you again, Judd, and I just adore you from a personal aspect. We got to spend a lot of time together. I think you're so awesome. So thank you again for spending time with the event that I was at along with Cherry and making it very memorable. Thanks for making great memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thanks to y'all as well. You definitely great memories on my end as well.
Well, Judd, thank you for coming on Manic Mondays, and don't forget, you can come back on as soon as you are going to hit it big. I know that you're going to do big things. I know it. I feel it. Don't you feel it, Cherry and Paul? I feel it. So you can come back on Manic Mondays and let us know when things are exactly going as planned for JUDD Party Dottie.
Party Dottie, yeah, that's right. And I can't wait to talk to y'all and share what I'm going to be getting into with you guys and with all the supporters out there. And it's going to be a blast. 2014 is going to be great for all of us.
We've got the breaking news audio clip right here. So as soon as you have that breaking news, we're gonna have that audio clip ready and break that breaking news that we're waiting for. We're just like on pins and needles waiting to hear it. So you come back and let us know as soon as you can get that information out to us. We'll be so ready to break it here on the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays. Please come back and let us know.
Yeah, it was great. You guys will be the first to find out.
Awesome.
All right, Judd, you have a great night.
Y'all too. God bless y'all. Love y'all. Have a good night.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too. Bye, hon.
All right. That was awesome, as usual, epicness. And I don't want to lose anybody before I say this. I just want everybody to know, wait till you guys get a grasp of who we are having on next week. The winners of Amazing Race. Jason and Amy. That's right. My peeps from Rhode Island that just won Amazing Race last week will be on next week.
I'm so proud of you, Michelle.
So excited. So thanks, Judd, and all of Judd Nation for being a part of Manic Mondays. We were so happy to have you guys a part of it, and I would love for you guys to continue to be a part of Manic Mondays. It's me, myself, Cherry and Paul, and Paul is from Minnesota, so he will be letting you know about the sports and the weather from there. Miss Cherry, St. Louis. She will let you know that the St. Louis Cardinals still lost the World Series. She's still working on that hockey win. And she will also be reporting the weather from St. Louis. And then we have myself, the Portuguese Prince of the Province, which we're all crossing our fingers and hope to die, sticking you in the eye, that you will hate me on Big Brother All-Stars 2. Anyway, hate to love me, love to hate me. I'm just kidding. I know you guys don't love me, but, you know, the people that love me, and the people that hate me, hate me. I have no in-between. I'm okay with that. Paul, how excited were you tonight?
What?
How excited were you tonight?
No, it's always a joy to have him on. And anytime you have a personality and a person like him to talk with, it's just joyful, and time flies too fast.
Yeah. I just want to also give a shout-out to our chat room, who was off the meaty. I mean, good God. Can I get an XOXO in my chat room? Thank you. Miss Cherry, my little cherry pie, honey bunches of oatmeals.
Yes.
Thank you for such a fantastic night. And do you have any parting words for our fantastic listeners?
I just want to say thank you for the great big Christmas gift you're giving us all with Jason and Amy next week. I mean, holy crap, that's a big Christmas gift.
Holy poop in your freaking shoe. I mean, talk about let's get, like, you know, one of those NASA diapers and let's drive cross country for the best. I'm excited. I mean, Jason and Amy are excited to come on. They've been waiting to come on. They've deceived me, and we're going to go put them to the pressure cooker, which we're not really going to because we don't do that. We just give mad love here. I just want to also give a shout-out to our new caller inners. I mean, what? They need to get in bed now, even though you're still listening. As soon as we're done off the air, go to bed. Do your homework. Go to bed. We love you. And I also want to say we did see the Survivor finale yesterday, which I saw today. What do you guys think about BBB? Ooh. I mean, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Do you think that these are returning Survivor players or an all-new season? Because it could go either way, don't you think?
You know, it could be anything, I think. But they're putting a thing in it, so they're making you scramble your brains like a little scrambled egg during the after-school special of This Is Your Brain on Drugs. Any questions? Cherry, what's your thoughts?
I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, they always come off with the greatest twist, and Survivor hasn't been this successful without, you know, being able to add that new dimension every single season. And I think they'll pull it off again. Even though it has, you know, some followings of Big Brother, I think they'll add their own twist to it and make it their own. And I think it'll be awesome.
Well, we will see, won't we? And
mm-hmm.
We have dealt with so many finales in the past few weeks with Toys for Tots and everything. So we're going to be also coming up with Christmas time. We have the Christmas extravaganza with Joe Arnold coming up. We also have my birthday. I also want to say real quick before we go off the air that people keep asking me what I want for a gift. Do you know what I want for a gift? Go donate to Michelle's Place under my name, active donate, and donate a dollar. I don't want anything. Go donate under Michelle's Place for Reality Rally. How's that? Pretty cool, right?
Good.
All right. So I had a fantastic evening. Cherry and Paul, thank you very much. And I bid adieu. And happy Monday Night Football or Monday Night Raw, whatever you're watching. And
I'm watching the
Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Boston Celtics.
Well, I guess I'll just have to switch that on. But I'm going to be probably looking at the inside of my eyelids because I had a couple of exhausting days, and I hope you guys all enjoyed our postcard from me and Mama Costa from Foxwoods, the largest casino in the world. You guys have a great night. Thank you again for making Manic Mondays epicness.
And thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Make sure you all join us again here Wednesday for our Christmas show with Chi-Town Joe, and then back again on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our reality roundtable show. I'm going to take it out with Ron, as I always do. Everybody, take care. Have a great week. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron.
Tonight was a great show, and I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Well, there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
So thank you guys. Love you.
It was another great show, Michelle. Thank you so much. God bless all of our listeners, our chat room chatters, and our podcast listeners. Take care, everyone. God bless. Be kind to each other. That's a wrap. Say goodnight, Paul.
Good night, Paul. Night, Jerry.
Good night, Paul. Good night, everybody.